It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The Twins and Royals Saturday from Kansas City. It's a 1-0 Royals lead with Jacob Junis on the mound until Eduardo Escobar steps to the plate for Minnesota.
That ties the game, and that's baseball right there, guys. Bases loaded, one out, bottom of the second inning. The Royals hit the ball hard, but don't score. And it always seems like when that happens, the opponent answers right away, and Escobar makes it a 1-1 game. Oh, man. Minnesota takes a 2-1 lead on a home run by Byron Buxton past the Royals bullpen in left field. That was the 10th pitch of the at-bat.
That Salvi throwout was huge,
including a line out to right by Alex Gordon in the fourth inning. He also has a walk. He goes to the opposite field. Rosario back, all the way back. Game tie. It's been a while, but Alex knows his way around the bases. And the Royals have tied the game at two in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Nothing like a nice parting gift for Barrios there, and a beautiful swing by Alex. July 3rd's been a long time at Seattle. 169 at-bats.
Hosmer, ground ball, base hit center field. What a relief. A ground ball that didn't end up in a Twins infielder's glove. And the Royals lead 3-2 in the eighth inning.
That's exactly what they needed.
That's a fair ball. It's the first hit for Salvador Perez in this series, and he picked the right time. The Royals take a 4-2 lead.
The Royals get to the Twins bullpen and pick up a 5-2 victory on Saturday. Lorenzo Cain goes 3-for-4 with a run scored. Eric Hosmer 3-for-3 with an RBI. Jake Junis was solid in a no decision. 6 1/3, 8 hits, 2 runs, a walk. And striking out 7, Jose Barrios, a tough no decision. He had the lead. He goes 7 innings, 8 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, and a strikeout. The Royals get to the Minnesota bullpen, and they pick up a 5-2 victory on Saturday night. After the game, here's Royals manager Ned Yost.
I thought he pitched great. I really did. You know, the 2 solo homers. One was kind of a rolling curveball to Escobar, and then I think it was a fastball up. But outside of that, you know, he just had it all going for him, you know. And, you know, he works that slider to both sides of the plate, spots his fastball really well, and just gave us exactly what we needed. You know, we were thin in the back end of our pen today, and, you know, we needed some depth from our starter, and he provided it for us. You know, the things that go unnoticed in that game was he did a phenomenal job of pitching around, I think it was Escobar at that time. You know, he was not going to give in to him, especially after he had hit a home run off him. He knew that he had a base open. Granted, the base was third, but he was not going to give in that situation, and then attacked Castro right there. So, I mean, that's veteran big league pitcher type stuff right there. A lot of line drives. We had opportunities. Whit, you know, smoked a one hopper with the bases loaded for a double play. Moose first and third, you know, hit a ball that Maurer had to dive for and catch. And you know, our guys do a good job of staying after it, and finally broke through there in the eighth.
Eric Hosmer continued his great season, going 3-for-3 with a run and an RBI, and talks about the win after the game.
He's a big threat. You know, obviously he's got some of the best speed in the league, so you're just looking for something up right there to drive. And he's like an offensive closer. Every time he comes in there, you're pretty confident it's going to get a run for us.
How confident were you guys, too, because even though it was only a couple of runs against Barrios, everyone top to bottom was hitting the ball hard all night long.
Yeah, it was one of those nights. You know, we hit like four or five line drives left field, a bunch of diving plays by Joe at first. So you just keep plugging away, hope they fall, and that's all we did.
How much has Jacob Junis in his rookie year meant to this team?
He's done a great yeah, he's been great. Just big situations all year. Like we talked about, you know, every time it seems like we need a big start, he's the guy that goes out there and gives it for us. So, you know, hopefully he can continue to do what he's doing the rest of September and get some things going for us.
Jake Junis started for Kansas City and was solid, lasting 6 1/3, giving up 8 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and striking out 7, and talks about his performance.
Throwing some strikes, getting ahead, and letting the defense make plays behind me.
Seemed like in the fourth inning, I guess, with that bases loaded, that's when you really had to bear down and get it out. Can you take us through that at bat with Castro?
Castro, wasn't that just one pitch? I think it was one pitch. We tried going fastball up and in, and I think it was just up somewhere, and he popped it up, thankfully. Got out of it without having to throw too many pitches at a bat.
How big was that overturn at second base that inning, too?
Huge. Yeah, that would have definitely, I mean, that guy would have scored for sure. So, Salvi had a couple of good putouts, and it saved us a couple runs.
Jake, what's the mindset, I mean, coming into this one? Try not to put pressure on yourself, but you know the importance of this one against a team that you're chasing?
Yeah, just been trying to do the same thing that I've been doing, you know, not trying to put too much pressure on myself or the team at all. Just go out there, throw a good game, and try and keep us in it.
On Sunday, it's Bartolo Colon from Minnesota against Jason Vargas of the Royals.